Hello, Oklahoma. Jim Apel, OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how the grain markets finished the week last week in anticipation of opening on Monday on President's Day. But first, we'll hear from Justin Lewis from KIS Futures. Justin?
Grain futures ended the week with a pretty uneventful day Friday, with corn being up anywhere from 4 to in the front month to down a penny in the back months. And then the beans being up anywhere from 5 to 6 on Friday. And then the wheat, both Kansas City and Chicago were stronger, but Kansas City wasn't very strong. It was only up 1 to 2 cents, while Chicago was up 6 to 10 cents. Kind of interesting to see how those two commodities, with the Kansas City growing areas being more of the drought-stricken area and Chicago being having more moisture, while that was up, and yet the Kansas City wheat was only up 2. So that'll be interesting to see what happens this week. The markets weren't open today as President's Day, so we opened tonight at 7 rather than the regular hours of 5 p.m. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Last week was really pretty uneventful at the end. I mean, we had some big moves early in the week that were lower, and then on Friday we kind of cured that that oversold thing with the front month being up just a little bit, so we're not oversold anymore, which could mean to one of two things. One, it could rally to go hit some retracements, but it's not oversold. That could also mean that there's maybe some more down. Looks like we might get some snow and maybe some rain this week, but not a real high chance. And probably, you know, we're so far behind moisture-wise that it may not even make that much of a positive difference. Also this week, we have China returning to the market after their annual week-long holiday last week. But after that, it'd be interesting week.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, taking a look at how the markets closed last week in anticipation of their open on this President's Day. The Kansas City Board of Trade wheat March contract traded at 777.5. That was up 2.5. The May contract was up 2 at 788.75. And the December contract traded up 1 at 825.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat on the March contract traded at 742.25. That was up 10.25. The May contract was up 8.25. It traded at 748.5. And the December contract was up 5.5 cents at 772.25. Corn on the Chicago Board of Trade, the March contract finished last week at 698.75. That was up 4 cents. The May contract was up 4.25 cents at 697 even. And the December contract finished at 563 even. That was down 3/4. Soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade last week ended the week at 1424.25 for the March contract. That was up 6.25 cents. The May contract closed up 6.25 cents as well at 1414.75. And the November contract finished at 1261.75. That was down 3. That's a look at how the grain markets finished the week. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Apel.